Hello and welcome to Do Well, your guide to wellness and well-being in Suffolk. Well, 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 said the three police officers when they were asked how they were feeling one day. Oh, just didn't sound as funny as it did in my head. Never mind. Yeah, the stand-up's not going great, but not here to talk about that. I'm Anne, and this week I sent roving reporter Alex to rove the hell out of an inspirational new wellness fad that's got one Suffolk resident in a proper flap. That's a pun, and you'll see why if you listen. No spoilers, just listen. Just listen, all right? Do well.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do Well. I'm Alex, and I'm very pleased to have with me today Susan Flatpack. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. I'm delighted to have you on. She's already doing it. She's just given me the classic jazz hands, and that's what Susan's here to tell us about today. Jazz hands. Tell
jazz
us more.
Hands.
Yeah,
yes.
Jazz hands.
Jazz
like this.
Hands.
Jazz hands. Yeah.
Oh, well, Alex, what can't I tell you about the wellness benefits of jazz hands? Well, you can see by the massive grin on my face just how well I feel from just giving you a very brief, I mean, what was that, 2 seconds?
And I jazz handed back.
You did it back
to me. I mean,
the
listeners won't have seen that, but I had a big jazz hand and a big smile back.
If only this was being filmed.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. So let me tell you, what would you like to know? How it started?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's stick with the wellness benefits.
Well, first of all, I mean, the wellness benefits of jazz hands really cannot be underestimated. If I could just explain to your listeners that the jazz hands movement is the classic hands out to the sides, spreading your fingers. I mean, there is a specific technique that we have developed within our jazz hands group, which I will come on to talk about,
sure,
and it's the shaking the hands. We've all seen it. We've all seen it.
Do you have to do the kind of like the arched eyebrow? Is that like head on the side? Is that?
There facial movements do come into it, but that is at a slightly more advanced stage, and that's fine. I can talk you through the whole technique of it, but first of all, the wellness benefits, there is an uplifting of the soul.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware,
I think,
Alex.
I felt that.
I don't know if you're aware, but at the ends of our fingers are the meridians, and they are the antennae into the cosmos.
Right.
They are your
Fantastic.
Antennae into the cosmos.
Right. Okay. And how does that work?
Well, it's through a very, very simply explained movement of energy channeling from your third eye through your arms, meridians, and out through your fingertips into the cosmos, where they will unite.
Yeah, amazing. Through the medium of jazz as well.
Through the medium of jazz, but this is the beauty of it. The jazz hand does not have to be accompanied by music or any other movement, in fact. Although, as I said, there are advanced movements.
Well, let's get to those in a bit. First of all, Susan, tell us, how did it begin? How did you first discover this amazing well-beingness practice?
Well, this is something that I discovered while I was being furloughed.
Right.
Yes.
Great.
I actually am a park keeper by trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my hands are always tied. I'm always sweeping up, or I've got machinery in my hands. So I didn't understand the power of my own hands because they're always being full. They're always being used to either chainsaw. I do have a chainsaw certificate. Mm-hmm. I'm either chainsawing branches, or I'm mowing, or I'm cutting back or pruning, or general maintenance.
Yeah.
On furlough, my hands were freed.
Wow.
And I mean that in a literal and a spiritual sense.
Right. Yeah. And so what happened? Free hands.
Free hands, jazz hands.
Free hands, jazz
hands. Yeah. I just found myself one day going, what am I going to do? I threw my hands in the air and went, what am I going to do? I'm so bored on furlough.
Yeah.
And as I did that, my entire soul lifted.
But that sounds like an accidental jazz hands.
It was an accidental jazz hands.
Wow, it's that powerful.
It was that powerful.
Goodness.
I felt it like a little tingle, and then I thought, I'm going to harness this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a go.
Yeah.
Now
So what did you do next?
Well, what I decided to do was I did it for a bit longer, uh-huh. and you can tire of jazz handing.
Right.
So I decided what I would do is build up slowly. I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I do my ablutions. Don't need to go into that.
No.
And then after
Thank
breakfast,
you.
You're welcome. And then after breakfast, I jazz hand for between 3 and 5 minutes.
Oh, that's much longer than I thought you'd say. I thought you'd say 5 second burst.
At the start, yeah.
Right.
But
okay.
I mean, I've been doing this now 4 months. So
yeah.
now, I mean, I can jazz hand all day long.
Wow.
But
can
it
you,
does take
do
practice.
For you?
Well, you do have to stay grounded.
Yeah.
Because it can be so uplifting
yeah.
that you can almost, you
Which
can
take
get.
Take off?
Honestly, you can be as high as a kite.
Really? What, literally? In
literally
the air.
As high as a kite. You can practically
you can
take off. I have levitated.
You've flown with jazz hands.
I have levitated with jazz hands,
oh,
yes.
How high?
Oh, at least 2 or 3. Inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what do you put that down to?
Excessive jazz handing.
Right, yes, sorry. Obvious.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
But like I said, start off slowly. So I introduced
yeah.
this.
Could you teach me? Could you sort of, you know, I'm obviously a beginner.
I would absolutely love
yeah.
to do this. Because this is what I did, you see, I recognised the benefits of myself. I thought, this is too good to keep to myself.
Yeah.
So on the next Zoom meeting that I had with my friends,
yeah.
I introduced them to it.
Yeah.
By the end of it, we were all given it the Ooh. Jazz hands.
Right.
And their faces lit up. I mean,
Lovely.
They lit up. They
Lovely.
Were glowing.
Lovely.
It's great for your circulation. It's great for your, just a sense of movement, you know,
mm.
that sense of movement, mm. it raises your endorphins.
Mm.
So would you like to
I'd love to, yes,
okay, so
I'm ready.
I think we're going to stay seated
okay.
because we don't want to overexert
no.
you. It is
no.
it is a form of exercise that does, I mean, I wouldn't suggest you do this if you did have heart problems or existing health conditions before checking with your GP.
No, I mean, I will say that.
I don't want to take that risk.
I mean, maybe it's worth me saying just before we begin. I mean, I've been jazz handling for a long time,
no
without
way.
Any supervision, without any encouragement. Yeah, I mean, I have to say something I've noticed that
wow.
pretty much everyone does,
no
all
way.
The time. Well, or not all the time, but yeah, often. You know, like if you're kind of mocking something, you might jazz
oh,
hands and raise the eyebrow.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. So you're doing the classic jazz hand with a. Your intention is not
no,
to...
No, it's irony,
you're, yeah.
mocking.
You're
yeah.
doing the sarcastic...
Yeah. Mostly. Occasionally it's proper.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
if no one's really kind of watching, you know, I might actually...
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, well, we'll
okay.
give it
this
a go.
Is a, this is a different
this
style.
This is a different style, because
right.
what I want you to do is I want you to open your mind.
Yep, okay.
Okay. Imagine your third eye, which sits just above your actual first and second eyes, which are the ones on your face.
Which is my first eye?
That one.
Great.
I'm pointing to one of his eyes. And it's just, the third eye sits just above your nose, in between eyes 1 and 2.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Number 3.
So this is number 3.
And what am I doing with it?
So you're just imagining
okay.
a pulsing beam of light in there.
Okay.
Okay. And now imagine, much like a maypole, you know how the ribbons come down from a maypole?
Yeah.
Imagine those ribbons coming out of your third eye through, past your sinuses,
uh-huh.
down through your neck, over your shoulders, through your arms. Come on, feel the energy. Feel
oh,
the energy.
Yeah.
And then
oh.
just move those hands.
Oh.
Come on, take them
oh.
right out.
Huh? Why did I like?
Look at your face,
Look
Alex.
Look at me. Huh?
That's it. You're doing it. How
wow.
do you feel? How do you feel?
Brilliant.
Okay, now
I feel like my head's like a lighthouse of light.
This is absolutely extraordinary to witness, listeners.
Gosh,
I wish you could
feel,
see.
I'm just going to ease it in a bit, actually.
Okay, so bring it in.
Yeah,
bring it
I
in.
Feel the arms should come closer
Slowly,
to the body just to...
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And now just decrease
Ooh.
The... Tessellate less on the hands. Tessellate less.
Tessellate less.
Tessellate less.
Yeah.
Take it right down.
Tessellate less.
Just place the hands on the knees.
Wow. Gosh.
How do you feel?
Like I've just had an epiphany. That was amazing.
Isn't it?
Did I say something about being a lighthouse?
You
in
did.
The middle of that?
You see?
Yeah.
You did.
I was barely there.
So we call this the moment of jazz hand blackout.
Jazz hand blackout.
It's
I think
almost
I might have
a
had
moment
that.
Of jack, jazz hand blackout. If I could only say the word.
Jack hand blazz out.
Jazz hand blackout. So jazz hand blackout is when the jazz hands are working so hard that actually your human brain, rational thought,
disappears. And the third eye takes over.
The third eye takes over, and it was your third eye speaking to me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. So my third eye thinks it's a lighthouse.
It did for a moment. And I've got to say, Alex, you were glowing.
Oh, that's great. I felt that. Oh, thank you. Susan, this is a transformative practice.
Isn't it? Just.
It's just amazing.
So as you progress, I mean, I would suggest to anybody, you get up in the morning and you practice building up. I mean, we did a few seconds there and
very
already
quick.
You feel the quite powerful benefits.
Yeah, I did.
You need to build up, and if you can build up to between, say, like I said, 3 to 5 minutes of jazz hands in the morning, it will set you up for the day.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling ready, you can add in a couple of facial expressions. Now, what I do, like you said, there's the raised eyebrow.
Yeah.
There's the slightly open mouth with a smile.
Right. Okay.
As if you're about to burst into song.
Goodness. Well, I'd love to try that, but I think I ought to build up to it.
I think that for today,
I
think you need to drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
And
so endocrine flush.
Yes, because you'll find that it does flush out the toxins.
Yeah, I bet it
much
does.
Like a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must ask you, I was intrigued. It's obviously a phrase you used. You said tessellate less.
Yes.
And I didn't know quite what it helped calm me. It brought me down from the lighthouse moment.
So when we move our fingers in the jazz hand styly, that's the tessellation of the fingers is what sends the energy.
Right.
Booming out of the end of your fingers into the cosmos to connect with the light in the universe.
And I needed to just do it less.
And just as you come down, you don't just stop tessellating your fingers.
No.
I mean, that's going to shock the system a little bit.
Yeah.
So you just bring it in.
Ease it down.
Yeah.
Great.
Just to gentle movements, almost like you're playing the piano very, very slowly, as opposed to playing chopsticks with somebody and you're in a race.
Yeah, like a piano that's actually just drawn on a table in the end, not even pressing the keys.
Yeah, like you're imagining.
Like an imaginary piano.
Yeah.
And then onto the legs, just to ground it.
Just to ground everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Susan, I'm afraid we're rather tight on time, but...
No worries.
It's been transformative. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Do well.
Do well. Oh, yes. Jazz hands. That was Susan Flatpak there, talking my kind of language. Don't know about you, but I really want to go now and listen to the soundtrack to Chicago or something like that. It's really put me in the mood. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it too. And until next time, do well.